welcome to American Road Trip Talk, where you meet the people behind the stories in American Road Magazine, and we introduce you to new travel destinations. I'm Foster Brown, your host. Samuel Clemens would have been very comfortable with the rear entrance to the Glenn House in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. The domestic staff in that Victorian home would have been the source of some great characters for Mark Twain's tall tales while he sailed the Mississippi. In spring 2017, the Voices from the Backstairs tour was launched at the restored Victorian mansion within view of the mighty, muddy Mississippi. According to Tom Grantham, president of the Glenn House Historical Association, the tour is an American version of Downton Abbey TV series, covering much of the same world changes. An upper apartment, which was the servants' quarters, accessed from the rear of the house, has been completely restored. In this episode of American Road Trip Talk, Tom fills in the history of this elegant Mississippi mansion. By the way, if you're lucky when you visit Cape Girardeau and the mansion, you might even catch a whiff of Mark Twain's cigar on the back stairs. It's my pleasure to welcome to American Road Trip Talk Tom Grantham, who is our spokesperson today for the Glenn House, which is a Victorian mansion in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, that has a very unique and special kind of a tour that they've gotten going, starting now in the spring of 2017. Tom, welcome to American Road Trip Talk.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Always excited to talk about the Glenn House and all the stories that exist in the Glenn House.
Oh, I bet there are many of them, I can imagine. First of all, let's set the scene. For people who may not know where Cape Girardeau, Missouri is, where are you located? And then talk a little bit about the Glenn House itself.
Okay, so Cape Girardeau is a river town that was established in 1792. And as I said, roughly 2 hours from south of St. Louis and about 3 hours north of Memphis, but right on the Mississippi. And the Glenn House itself was actually built in 1883 and ended up being built by a prominent architect in Cape Girardeau by the name of Edwin Dean, and he gave the house to his daughter Lula as a wedding gift, and she had married David Glenn. Thus, it became known as the Glenn House. They raised a family and lived there until about 1915. Initially, the house was more of a vernacular-style house, but as technology became available and as Mr. Glenn became more successful as a businessman and a banker, he modernized the house and added electricity and added indoor plumbing and telephone and redid the house in the Queen Anne style that was so popular in the late 1800s.
Now, you have done, the house has been restored, as I understand it. If you will, the downstairs part of the house has been restored for a while, am I right?
Yes. The house was actually purchased by a local businessman in the 1960s to save the house, but they worked and formed the Historical Association for the purpose of saving the house and restoring it, which they did over a period of about 10 years. It opened in 1980 as a house museum and has operated, all by volunteers since 1980 as a house museum. Mm.
So almost 100 years after it was built, it was then opened up once again for the pleasure of the community. And it's been having tours ever since. Now, I understand that this new tour that you've got going called Voices from the Backstairs follows another restoration that you took place shortly after Christmas of 2016.
That's correct. The house is a four-bedroom house, and the fourth bedroom was built specifically for servants or domestic help and is only accessible from the upper back porch. In other words, an outside entrance. And so they were servants. They weren't part of the family, and they used the back stairs. But unfortunately, when the restoration was done, and they opened as a house museum, they used that room as a storage space, office, and it had never been available to the public. And so we finally decided we were missing, an important story about the people that worked in the house. And so we did restore it and opened it and included it in our regular tour. And we are implementing special tours that will feature simply the life and the responsibilities of the servants that worked in the house, as opposed to coming in the front door and talking about the family that owned the house. We're going to offer this optional tour, Voices from the Backstairs, about the servants, their lives, their responsibilities, and the challenges and things that we're taking on taking their lifetime.
We're talking with Tom Grantham, by the way, who is the president of the board that oversees the Glenn House in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, on the Mississippi River. Boy, at a time when Downton Abbey has been so popular, and some of us can think back to Upstairs, Downstairs on PBS, which was kind of the predecessor for that, this is an interesting kind of a story to open up. It's, if you will, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. We use that line, you know, with a historical site, you're trying to tell the whole story.
Sure.
It's about the things, the physical part, the house, the furnishings, which are all period correct antiques. But it's really how the people lived, and how could you not tell the story about the servants who lived in the house and worked for the family, and how their life was changing, how, you know, culture and society was changing dramatically. Late 1800s and early 1900s. So finally, we've taken the step to tell, as you say, the rest of the story about the people that worked there as opposed to the people that owned the house.
It's almost like an American version of Downton Abbey in some ways. The story that, if you will, the backstory that's going on there.
Yes, yes. And my wife, of course, we took full advantage of that. We were big Downton Abbey fans, are big Downton Abbey fans. And of course, Lord and Lady Grantham had to welcome visitors to some of our special events, and we would dress in period and try to make the most of it as we, you know, worked to present the house, to save the house, but to make it available to the public so they can learn and see and experience what life was like, you know, 100 plus years ago.
What are some of the unique aspects of the tour, which has been called Voices from the Backstairs? What kind of things would people, when they show up in Cape Girardeau, on, by the way, the tours are open on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 4 in the afternoon for the sake of our listeners, and that's from May to October. What are some of the things that people will experience when they come to the tour?
Well, when we do the Voices from the Backstairs tour, we'll actually greet the people on the front porch, and instead of taking them in the front entrance, we're going to take them around and go up the back stairs and go up to the servants' room. And at which point we'll talk a little bit about the actual servants that lived there. We have that from census records. They'll get to see how the room was furnished. We don't have furnishings from the people that were actually there, but we have antiques that are period correct. Mm-hmm. So we think it's a pretty good representation. And so we'll talk about what their day was like. And, you know, when they got up, you know, that they were on call essentially 24/7 living in the house, and there's a bell in the house that they could be summoned by the lady of the house or the man of the house. And their day would start, and then we'll examine and tour their room, and then we'll go down the back stairs and tour the washouts where they would have done the laundry, and then into the kitchen where they would have built the fires and prepared the food. And we'll go through the entire house, but we will talk about from the perspective of the servants and what their responsibility would have been in the room, and how the unique tools and features of the house and how it related to them very differently than how it related to the Mr. and Mrs. Glenn.
Boy, Tom, it sounds like a fascinating tour, and certainly a unique one. We're talking again about, it's called the Voices from the Backstairs Tour, and it's a tour of the Glenn House, which is a Victorian mansion that's been restored in the town of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And once again, this is brand new. Have you started the tours yet?
Well, what we have done is we are incorporating the story of the servants and the servants' quarters in our regular tours, and as our docents get a little more comfortable with the story, because this is still brand new to us, that we will then probably schedule the Voices from the Backstairs tour a couple of times a month, and we'll promote it on our Facebook site and on our website. And but if somebody shows up and they specifically want that tour, our docents are going to be prepared to do that as opposed to our regular tour.
Right, I got it.
Trying to be flexible. And,
absolutely.
And do what they say, the customer's always right. You know, so we try to do what the visitors would like to see.
Well, it's really neat to have that a different lens through which to see that time of history. And as you said, it was a time of incredible change in the United States as much as it was in what has been portrayed in Downton Abbey in Great Britain. those same kind of changes were taking place in the U.S. as well. Tom, thank you very much for being our guest here on American Road Trip Talk. And once again, this is taking place in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is on the Mississippi River. And it's going to be going on from May to October. And it's on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 4. We wish you much success with your tour.
Well, thank you very much. And if people want more information, they can go to our website, glenhouse.org.
Glenhouse.org. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to another edition of American Road Trip Talk, where we introduce you to the people and places behind the articles in American Road Magazine. Please subscribe to our regular podcast interviews through iTunes or your favorite podcast application. Visit us online at www.americanroadmagazine.com for more information about the magazine, trip itinerary suggestions, fun contests, and a whole lot more. And by the way, you'll also find us on Facebook. Until we meet again on the American Road, this is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy is in the journey.